okay, it's fine.
What have I done?
I'm going to speak to you over here.
What have I done?
I'm going to speak to you over here.
So you are on the west.
Jesus Christ.
I think the reason for the arrest is simple. They are trying to intimidate, to criminalize, and to silence Jews with a public profile who are supporting the end of genocide.
It's okay, it's fine.
What has he said? You might have the wrong person. You may have the wrong individual.
Stand back, please. Look, guys, just stand across here so that he can go.
I said, you're arresting me as a terrorist? And I said, you know, what is this? And they said, you have said something that is supportive of proscribed organizations, and we're taking you to the police station.
We therefore call on all countries.
There are probably now more Jews supporting Palestine and against the genocide than the other way. And we're not allowed to speak. They speak in our name. Israeli speaks in the name of all Jews, supposedly, when it does those crimes. And, you know, we are totally against it. And we're not allowed to speak because we are criminalized when we speak. We're silenced and we're harassed and intimidated.
Destruction and death it has caused since 1948.
I have been a peace activist all my adult life. I have been acting in anti-Zionist organizations against Israeli war crimes and now against the genocide. It's possible that my opposition to brutality and genocide was influenced by both my parents surviving Auschwitz and two other camps after Auschwitz. Both my mother and my father were force marched to other Nazi camps, my father in Austria and my mother in Germany. So they survived a terrifying genocide. Their whole family was killed in this event by the Nazis. Sometimes when I look at the material that comes from Gaza, I think it's much worse, not because the numbers are similar or because anything else is similar. It's not similar, but because, you know, my parents suffered for 6 years in the war. They suffered terribly, but the Palestinians have now suffered for 76 years, and there is nothing on the horizon that looks like an end to their suffering and the suffering in Gaza.
To clear the rubble, the UN tells us. And
I'm at the demonstration together with other survivors and families of survivors. My wife's family also was destroyed in the Holocaust. We are both in our 70s. I'm 79. And we are every demo. I did not miss any demo apart from the one that I couldn't attend this Saturday because I was arrested and I was on my way home. Otherwise, we have been to every single demo.